This is a FarmDoc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, Farm Management Specialist and Ag Economist Gary Schnittke from the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences at the U of I is in studio to take up a brand new FEFO. This one called Differences Across Crops and Spending Under the 2012 Senate Agriculture Committee Farm Bill. You can find the details online at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Gary Schnittke, you took a look at the Senate's bill and what the spending would look like by crops and how each might fare compared to previous farm bills and total amount of money, I think, that was spent on those crops.
If we look at the 2012 farm bill, at least as proposed by the Senate Ag Committee, and compare that to what we currently have, CBO projects that there will be 38% less spending. So on commodity program titles, there's 38% less spending in this new bill compared to the old bill. Now, not all crops will fare the same, though. Corn and soybeans will take less of a hit than the other crops, cotton, rice, peanuts, and they'll take larger hits. So just for example, soybeans will actually go up in spending by 14%. Corn will go down 30%, and the remaining crops will be cotton down 48%, rice down 75%, peanuts down 57%.
But you put that into some perspective by acres?
Yeah, one of the major reasons why this is happening is because the old farm program, or the 2008 farm program, would make most of its payments on direct payments, which is a payment. A direct payment is done on a base acre, which hasn't changed and won't change through times and times a direct payment per acre rate. One of the things that we've seen is that a number of crops have went down in planted acres compared to base acres, and those happen to be wheat, cotton, rice, and peanuts. All of those crops have less planted acres than base acres. So as we go to this new farm bill program, it makes payments on planted acres. So if you have less planted acres than base acres, you're going to receive less payments.
Can we talk about that shift just a little bit? Because I know that you have written in the past about Freedom to Farm, which was the 1996 farm bill, and the impact it had on acreage in the United States, and the shift to corn and soybeans in particular, out of wheat, I suppose, out of cotton, and maybe to some extent rice as well.
Yep, and I'll talk about that in terms of base acres now. Soybeans, planted acres is 53% higher planted acres than base acres. So it's the crop that's increased the most. Corn's next with a 9% increase. The remaining crops have lost. Wheat has lost 29% of its acres compared to base. Cotton 40%, rice 31%, and peanuts 9%. So all those crops that are losing or have less planted acres relative to base acres in the Senate Ag Committee bill will receive more of a cut.
All right. So then when you aggregate them, you see the losses. When you aggregate the total number of dollars that might be coming in for cotton, you see the losses. But if you turn that slightly and look at what the farmer might see, on just an acre, are those losses as big or are they different in that terms?
Under the Senate Ag bill, the payment expected payments that will be made vary within a pretty tight range compared to the direct payments. And some crops will lose quite a bit. The big one that loses is rice. Rice has a direct payment average in the U.S. of $95 per acre, direct payments. Its payments are estimated at $35 under the 2012 Farm Bill. So it, you know, from $95 to $35, that's a big cut. And the remaining crops take a cut, but not as big as that one. So rice will feel it hard, probably followed by peanuts and wheat.
This causes some difficulties simply because those acres can't turn all the time, especially in the deeper parts of the South, to other commodity crops that might be more profitable. They certainly wouldn't be there, like corn and soybeans. So it could cause an adjustment of farmland rents, of incomes.
Yeah, if you're looking at rice, and remember those direct payments are tied to a farm, if you have $95 per acre coming into the farm, you know, the that can be used to pay cash rent and presumably would also be, get capitalized in the land value. If that $95 isn't there anymore and it goes from $95 to $35, you know, the rents might come down and so might land values. So there could be there likely would be adjustments on farms with, you know, for example, high rice or peanut bases.
It's something that Washington, D.C. must consider, and maybe a longer phase out of those particular direct payments could be in order.
Yeah, it's difficult to see how, if in the 2008 farm or 2012 farm bill is risk management oriented, it's difficult to see how you can cause risk management to maintain the differences that are in the direct payments. So something about a longer phase out or something along that lines may be in order here.
Thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnittke is a farm management specialist at the University of Illinois in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. You can read more from him on the Farm Doc Daily website at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.